Today on Senior Voices, M. Alice Collier remembers her childhood and education at Waugaman Elementary School in West Dayton. She shared her memories with Dayton Metro Library interviewer Jennifer Hicks.
The teachers that taught me there made me who I am today as a person because they care about us as students and as people and contributors to the world. They were always talking about being good citizens, and citizenship. But not only that, they recognize what your capabilities were and abilities, and they try to focus on you utilizing them to your grandest capacity. My fourth grade teacher, Mary Jackson, she loved me, I think, because I had the first name that was hers. And that day, you had to be in the fourth grade before you could participate in the spelling bee. So I was a spelling bee competition and representative for my school.
Oh, wow.
4 consecutive years. And she was the coach with me. And I remember she would ask me to come over to her house on Saturday mornings. And she made me a very different kind of meal. But it was a good experience. And we would study the words in the booklet. And she saw that I had the potential to be a winner. And I was.
That's awesome.
I was so excited winning the spelling bee for the school. And then we were, of course, entered into the county bee as well. But every year I represented Waugaman Elementary School for 4 years.
What would you do for fun as a child as you were growing up?
My mother worked at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, and she got up at 4 o'clock in the morning, made a breakfast in the stove, a hot breakfast for us, and left it in the oven. And because of my maturity, I wanted to give back in kind. And we had a lot of playtime. So I'd say to my brothers, you know what we're going to do today? Because I was the supervisor. And they said, what? I said, we're going to clean the windows. We're going to wash the floors. And they said, and then we can go and play, I tell them. So they'd follow along. And we got things done so that when my mother came home, all she needed to do was to serve us a hot meal, which she had already prepared ahead of time and left it in the refrigerator. And we would sit at the kitchen table. That is the most exciting thing we did all day. We gathered as a family, sat at the table. We had a hot meal every day, and the table was formally set.
Very nice.
And we enjoyed each other.
That was M. Alice Collier speaking with Jennifer Hicks as part of the Senior Voices Project. This interview was edited by WYSO's Juliet Frumholt. Senior Voices is a collaboration between the Dayton Metro Library, Rebuilding Together Dayton, and WYSO. This series is made possible through the generous support of the Del Mar Healthcare Fund of the Dayton Foundation.